The sound vibration from the spiritual sky can automatically cleanse us all material contaminations. As confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, we need only take the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to cleanse the mind of all material contamination. And this may be considered the summary of this difficult verse. As soon as the whole material contamination is washed away by this process of chanting, all desires and the reactions of material activities becomes immediately vanquished and real life, peaceful existence begins. In this age of Kali, it is very difficult to adopt the yogic process mentioned in this verse. Unless one is very expert in such yoga, the best course is to adopt the way and means of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Thus one can gloriously become freed from all material contamination by the simple process of chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Just as a life in this material world has its beginning in material sound, similarly, a spiritual life has its beginning in the spiritual sound vibration. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Adadanashyatranam Dandairidam Yache Punap Punaha Shri Madhurupa Padam Bhojau Thulisyan Mamajanmani Janmani Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guruna Vaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadavaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Anvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Yati Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Pancha Kalpataru Bhashya Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhakta Akhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Anandalila Maya Vigrahaya Hemanga Divya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayas Tadham Vrindavanam Ramyakachit Upasana Vrajavradhu Vargena Vakalpita Shrimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Premapumartho Maham Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradharanaparaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantaradha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Indriyeshu Manastani Tanmatreshu Yathodbhavam bhutadinam anyutrasya mahatyatmani sandadhe. He amalgamated the mind with the senses and the senses with the sense objects according to their respective positions. And he also amalgamated the material ego with the total material energy, mahatattva. Generally, Prabhupada, when he writes his purport, either in the first two lines or middle or at the end, he gives the conclusive remark of that particular verse. And here in this particular purport, Prabhupada writes here that the sound vibration from the spiritual sky can automatically cleanse all material contamination, as confirmed by the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is Cheto Darpan Marjana. We need only to take advice from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and chant Hare Krishna mantra to cleanse the mind of all material contamination. And this may be considered the summary of this difficult verse. When you try to understand this particular verse, it's difficult. Because the total amalgamation of material element has explained in this particular verse, which is tough to understand for any layman. And that's why Prabhupada says the summary of the whole this particular verse is that to cleanse our mind by chanting Hare Krishna. Why specifically Prabhupada says the cleansing of mind only? In one of the purports of Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada quotes from Amrita Bindu Upanishad. And there he mentions that Manayeva Manushyanam Karanam Moksha Bandhaya Bande Vishaya Sangat Mukteva Nirvishaya Manaha. Mind is the cause of bondage and liberation for the living entity. And in the Vedas, the creation of mind has explained. There they say, the mind is created by the cause of soul's desire. When soul desires, then minds get created. And if mind is pure, then that develops a spiritual life. And if mind is impure, that develops a goodness of this material world, which keeps you bound in this material world. As stated in Srimad Bhagavad Gita by Lord Himself in 17th chapter, even in the mode of goodness also binds you in this material world. Sattve sukham bandhat. In the mode of goodness, one get bound by the sense of happiness. And what is this happiness? Something, does that exist in this material world? Is there any happiness in this world? I have not asked any difficult question. Yes or not? There is no happiness. Why? The creator of this whole universe, he himself stamped on this material universe. What? As a manufacturer, he gives his own stamp on that particular product, that this is what my product is. So the person who has created this material world, he has given a stamp on that. What is that? Dukhalayam ashashvatam. It is full of miseries and temporary. Why temporary? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, I think it's in 11th canto, 23rd chapter, 11th or 17th verse, there he mentions the happiness or the existence of this material world is nothing but mana pratyakshaha, experienced by the mind. Means whatever you experience in this world, whether it is a happiness or a distress, is nothing but the experience by the mind. That thing does not exist. It is just illusion created by mind. And that's why in the Vedas, the first and foremost function of mind is explained as a transmigrator of soul from one species to other species. Why soul gets transmigrated? Because he has a desire. And desire is the cause of mind. And that's what Prabhupada says here, that we have to take our advice from Lord Chaitanya. For what? To cleanse our mind. It's very important. If you read whole Bhagavad Gita, only 4 chapters in the Bhagavad Gita, Lord never mentions anything about mind. And rest of the all chapters, He explains about mind. Like the first chapter, Lord never speaks anything to Arjuna. Just He asks him, whether should I take you? And Arjuna asked Him, okay, take me in the midst of armies. In second chapter, when He starts giving His upadesha, His instruction to Arjuna, then He speaks about mind. Because mind is the cause of our bondage or liberation. So how to control this mind? For that, first we have to understand what is mind. Mind is none other than the desire by the soul. And here it is said, it is generated by the agitation of mode of passion. So if something is generated by the agitation, so what will be his prime quality? Agitation. So mind by nature, or we can say sa-swa-bhava or sahaja. Sahaja means by birth. By creation only it is agitated. Because the cause of mind's creation is passion. So mind itself is agitated by its own nature. Then how to control this agitated mind? Rupa Goswami in a Padyavali, when he prays and when he offers his wonderful prayers at the lotus feet of Lord, he says, my Lord, my mind is like a hayan ahur. It's like a white hot. Now nobody knows how to control the wild horse. Does that, anybody have any idea about that? How to control wild horse? Nobody uses horses. How they can know? Sorry? No. Here Rupa Goswami says that when horses, they caught from a forest, they put one, what we can say in English, fas. Noose, yeah? Yeah. They generally tie one short of a rope to his... The reins, lagam is not there. That comes afterward when he got trained properly. Okay, yeah. Last rope. And the other corner of that rope is tied to one peg. The wild horse has a tendency to run. Like a mind. In Niti Shataka, there are 7 things are explained which are known as a flickering. They never rest at a time. They keep moving. And foremost of them is a mind. You may be here, your body may be here, your intelligence may be here, but mind is not here. Man, madhu, madhu means bumblebee, matsya means fish, then madhu. Maruta, air, and mruga means mruga, deer. So these things, you can't see them that they are stable or resting somewhere. They always keep moving. So mind is like that. And Rupa Goswami considers that mind is as like a wild horse. And to control that horse, I have to tie it somewhere. And what is that pick where I can tie that horse? And he says, oh my Lord, it's your lotus feet. If I tie that mind at your lotus feet, then in this, then only there is a possibility of controlling that mind. Otherwise, our own And that's why
here Prabhupada said
that we have to take advice of God
and chant. 2000,
I think it's February issue of BTG, one brahmachari from India, Achyutananda Das, he wrote one nice article on Chito Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadava Nirvapanam. There, on the first word itself, because there are seven things, seven attributes of holy name, chanting of holy name, and what else we can say, the seven aspects of Sankirtana, as explained in this particular verse. And the first aspect itself is Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Means what? Cheta means mind, Darpana means mirror, Marjanam means cleansing. If you chant the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What happens? It cleanses the mirror of mind. There he says that chanting of Hare Krishna means pushing on the pin of bomb. If you chant Hare Krishna, then what you are doing? You are giving pressure on the pin of bomb. If you give pressure on the bomb, what happens? What's the effect? And what happens after explosion? The things around get shattered, get deformed. So when you chant the holy name of the Lord, it shatters the function of mind. And function of mind is sankalpa and vikalpa, accepting and rejecting. If you accept that you are this body, then sufferings are there. Once one of the disciples, he asked Prabhupada, you never get agitated by seeing so many material facilities around you? Then Prabhupada just looked at her and said, see, as long as living entity has this material body, that agitation is there. But it depends upon you whether to respond to that agitation or curb that agitation. As long as you have this material mind, you have to have agitation, because the cause of material mind is passion. And cause of spiritual mind is pure desire. And what is the pure desire? What is the pure desire? To serve Krishna, to serve their lordship, to accept ourselves as the servant of their lordship. Like Maharaj Kulashekar, in his prayers, he explains what is his desire, what he want to be. If you ask any layman in this world, what do you want to be? Because of material mind, he will say, I want to be a doctor, I want to be this, I want to be that, I want... But when you ask devotee, what he desires? Maharaj Kulashekar says that, Mat janmani phalamidam madhukaitava bhare, mat prarthaniya, anugraha esha eva, tvadabhrutya, bhrutyasya bhrutya paricharaka, bhrutya bhrutya bhrutyasya bhrutya, paricharaka bhrutya. What I want to be? Seven times he says, bhrutya bhrutya tvada bhrutyasya bhrutya paricharaka bhrutya bhrutya. I want to be the servant of servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of your servant. It's not that I want to be your devotee. He never desires that. According to the definition of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there is only one devotee, and that is who is standing next to Lord Radharani. So we can become her servant. That should be our aspiration. And that is the pure desire. And to develop that desire, we have to associate with the devotees. Why? Why we have to associate devotees? Because they purify our mind. They themselves are purified. When Vidura came to meet Pandavas in the forest, how he was greeted by Maharaj Yudhishthira? Maharaj Yudhishthira spoke very wonderful words. What he said? Tirtham kurvanti tirthani. What's that? Swantastena gadabhrutaha. Even though his uncle, Maharaj Yudhishthira, he called him as a tirthi. Tirthi means a person who creates holy places. Why? Why they create holy places? Swantastena gadabhrutaha. Bhavadvido bhagavatas tirthi bhuta swayam vibho. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani swantastena gadabhrutaha. Because they carry Lord Gadadhar in their heart. Wherever devotee goes, Lord is always with them. Lord is always with everyone. But when you see devotee, they manifest Lord in front of you. That's why even Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says that I want to visit the holy places which are visited by Lord Gauranga. With whom? Not by myself. Jesabastane? No, he says, Pranaya Bhakati Sange. Se Sabasthane Heribo Ami Pranayi Bhakata Sange. To visiting holy places, it's just not like, I am having a vacation, so I am going to Vrindavan. Okay, that's good. Rather than going to some other spot, at least you are going to Vrindavan. But if you go with a devotee, what happens? He is a Pranayi. He is in love with a God. He is in love with the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Krishna. What he can do? He will manifest that holy place in front of you. And that's why, even in a scripture, it is not recommended to go alone to any holy places. It depends upon your development of a consciousness. It is always better to go along with some Pranayi Bhakata. Because they have a potency to reveal that holy dham. Because their mind is pure. Prabhupada says in one of the purport of Bhagavad Gita, in 6th chapter, 5th verse, that Uddharet Atmanam Natmanam Avasadayet Atmaeva Yatmano Bandhur Bandhur Atmaeva Ripuratmana. One must deliver himself with the help of his mind. Not with the intelligence, but with the help of mind. And not degrade himself. The mind is the friend of the conditioned soul and his enemy as well. This purport, Prabhupada says, in the yoga system, the mind and the conditioned soul are especially important. Since the mind is the certain point of yoga practice, since the mind is the central point of yoga practice, Atma refers here to the mind. The purpose of yoga system is to control the mind and to draw it away from the attachment to the sense objects. It is stressed herein that the mind must be so trained that it can deliver the conditioned soul from the mirror of Nisayan. In material existence, one is subjected to the influence of the mind and senses. In fact, the pure soul is entangled in the material world because of the mind is involved with the false ego, which desires to lord it over the material nature. Therefore, the mind should be trained so that it will not be attracted by the glitter of material nature. One should not degrade oneself by attraction to sense objects. The more one is attracted by the sense objects, the more one becomes entangled in material existence. The best way to disentangle oneself is to always engage the mind in Krishna consciousness. The word he is used for emphasizing this point, that one must do this. It is also said, Manayeva manushyanam karanam bandhamokshayo bandhe vishaya sango muktairva nirvishaya manaha. For a man, mind is the cause of bondage and mind is the cause of liberation. Mind absorbed in the sense object is the cause of bondage, and mind detached from the sense objects is the cause of liberation. Therefore, the mind which is always engaged in Krishna consciousness is the cause of supreme liberation. So what makes us enjoy and suffer in this world is none other than the mind. Because mind has the three functions: thinking, feeling and willing. It thinks, it contemplates, and senses are forced to achieve that contemplation. By achieving or by doing that action, there are certain reactions that he feels, whether happiness or distress. And the percentage of that happiness and distress, it makes him to will, means to desire more. And that's why the mind becomes the cause of happiness and distress in the world. In 11th canto, where the songs are song of Avanti Brahmana, that's the final instruction given by Lord Krishna to Uddhava. There that Brahmana says, what's the real cause of my distress? He says, Nayam janome sukadukka hetur na devatatma na graha karma kalaha. Manaha paramakarana amananti samsara chakra parivartayat yat. Nayam janome sukadukka hetur. The cause of my sufferings is not this people in general, Nayam janome, or my relatives or people in general. Then what? Na devata, even this demigods. Because we, scripture says that there are three kinds of tapas. And one of that is Adi Daivaka, given by demigods. So here that Brahmana, he says, not actually they are not the cause of my sufferings. It's not that these demigods are unhappy with me, that's why they are disturbing me or they are putting pressure on me. No. Na graha karma kalaha. Not even the planets like Surya, Chandra, all these Navagrahas, even they are not the cause of my sufferings. Then what? Karma. Sometimes people say, oh, it's my bad karma, that past life I did. And not even that karma also. Why not karma? Why not? Because generally we say that whatever happiness and distress I am getting, that is the cause of my previous activities. And here this Brahmana, not the Brahmana, but Lord himself, he is instructing Uddhava through this Brahmana's song that not even a karma is the cause of our sufferings. How? When you leave this body, karma gets over. But the impression which are there of that particular karma carried by the mind, that comes along with you in the next life. That's why not a karma even the cause of my sufferings and bondage. Na devata atma na graha karma kala. Manaha parama karanam amananti. Mind is the real cause. That's what I declare. Why? Samsara chakra parivarta yat yat. Because it causes the vicious cycle of birth and disease, death. everything. Then how to get rid of that? For that, Prabhupada, in his purport of second chapter, Bhagavad Gita second chapter, verse 61, Prabhupada gives example of Maharaj Ambarish. If you want to control your senses, your mind, then just follow the footsteps of Maharaj Ambarish. What he did? These are nice verses. You can say Uttama Shlokas. Why? Because it explains about a person who is attached to Uttama Shloka and how that attachment can be developed. And here, these verses are from 9th canto, 4th chapter, 18 to 20. Savai mana krishna pararavindayor vachansi vaikuntha gunan varanane karau harer mandira marjana disho shrutim chakaraya chuta satkathodaye mukundalingalaya darshane drisho tadbhritya gatra sparashe anga sangamam ghranam cha tatpad saroja saurabe shrimatvulasyarasanam tadarpite padau harir kshetra padanu sarpane kshiro harikesha padabhivandane kamam cha dasena tu kam kamya yathottama shloka janashrayaratihi. King Ambarish fixed his mind on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, engaged his words in describing the abode of the Lord, his hands in cleansing the temple of the Lord, his ears in hearing the pastimes of the Lord, his eyes in seeing the form of the Lord, his body in touching the body of the devotees, his nostrils in smelling the flavor of the flower offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, his tongue in tasting the tulsi leaves offered to him, his legs in traveling to the holy places where his temple is situated, his head in offering obeisances to the Lord, and his desires in fulfilling the desires of the Lord. And all this qualification made him fit to become a matpara, devotee of the Lord. The first and foremost quality of the devotee is, there are four qualities explained by Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Does anybody remember that shloka? Machita madagata pranaha bodhayanti parasparam kathayantasya mam nitya tushyanti cha ramanti cha. The first and foremost quality of a devotee is mat chittaha. His mind is always dwelling in the Lord. His mind is always absorbed in thinking about the Lord. And that's why Prahlad Maharaj, in his prayers to Lord Narasimha, what he prays? Naivo dvije paratura turatara vaitaranyas tvada virya gayana maha amrita magna chetaha Shoche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya utbhavato vimudhan. He says, oh my Lord, I am not bothered about the sufferings of this material world. Why is not bothered? He himself gives a cause for that, a reason for that. He says, tvada virya gayana maha amrita magna chetaha. Because my mind is always absorbed in maha amrita magna chetaha tvada viryagan, about hearing or remembering the wonderful qualities and your pastimes. And that's why I'm not feeling any kind of a suffering in this material world. He never says that I have got rid of sufferings from this world. No, you can't, because you are in this material world. And as long as you have this material body, you have to suffer or enjoy according to the facility given by this body to you. But in that situation, if your mind is engaged in the pastimes, or my mind is engaged in remembering the wonderful, glorious pastime of the Lord, then you will not feel that thing, because that takes you on the different level, which we call as a transcendental, divya, that makes your life sublime, uccha. So what one has to do? He has to associate with the devotees, because they only can help you to clean your mind. And that's why Lord himself, when he himself is giving his instruction to Mother Devahuti, he says, you go and associate with my devotees. It's not that I'm giving you this instruction and that's enough for you. No. This instruction will fructify when you associate with my devotee. And then he himself explains the glories of association of devotees. What he says? Satam prasangad mama virya samvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana kataha. Tad joshanad ashva apavargavatmani shraddha ratir bhaktir anukrameshati. Satam prasangad, in association of my devotees. Satam means what? Devotees are known as a satam. Why? Because they are always associating with Sat, a eternal. How they are associating with him? They are always thinking about him. They are always remembering him. And in their association, what happens? Their association is like a catalyst. Most of you, if you have come from the science background, you know when there is a chemical reaction, you have to add one particular inert material, which is known as a catalyst, which rapidizes the process. It never affects the process, but it rapidizes that reaction. So the association of devotee, it works like a catalyst. And what it rapidized? Our attraction to the lotus feet of the Lord. It rapidizes the cleansing of our heart. Bhavanti ritakarana rasayana kataha. In Ayurveda, rasayana chikitsa is given for the patient who is almost gone now. Generally, after the age of 50, it's very difficult to give some external medication. So what they do? They do kayakalpa, changing of body. How they do? By feeding that patient some rasayanas, because they directly go and deal with that particular organism. So this association of devotee and hearing about the Lord in the association of devotee, it acts like that rasayana which cleans your heart. Cleansing your heart means cleansing your mind. So the association of devotee, that cleanses your mind. And then what happens? Shraddha ratir bhaktir anukrameshati. Shraddha, then you develop faith. Ratihi, attachment to the Lord. And bhakti, the devotional service at the lotus feet of the Lord. So what you need to cleanse your heart or mind is the association of devotees. Then generally people, they think, oh, nowadays where is pure devotee? Where we can find? How we can associate? If you don't believe in anyone, we have one person who is sitting right now with us. You can associate with him. His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He says, I am there in my books. If you don't have faith in anyone, read his books. He is there. Whenever you have a problem, I checked in my life. If you don't have faith in anyone and you have a problem, if you have a problem, you have to go to someone and ask. So go to Bhagavatam. Close your eyes. think about your question. Open any canto or any part of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the first verse, either the translation or purport, will answer your questions. Because Prabhupada says, these things are not written by me or not spoken by me. These are dictated by Lord Himself. And that's why Prabhupada, he is to relish his own purport. Because these are Bhakti Vedanta purports. It's just not for a namesake. They are Bhakti Vedanta. Bhakti and Vedanta. It that they explains the conclusion of Vedanta is none other than devotion. That's why these are the Bhakti Vedanta purports. And if you take shelter of them, what you will get? Not other than Bhakti, which cleanses your heart. So if someone wants to cleanse his heart, what he has to do? Take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's why Prabhupada has given us this wonderful book. So pray for me that at least let me take shelter of this Srimad Bhagavatam and perfect my life. And if all of you like, you are mostly welcome to take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm very sorry, I have passed 10 minutes more. So if anyone has any question. 9:15. Okay. We have question answer or should I speak?
Hare Krishna.
Both. Okay. Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you very much. You have really used a nice catalyst to affect my mind. I'm from England, and I'm guilty. I'm traveling alone. But I got blessings from my Guru Maharaj. I'm Giriraj Maharaj Sevak. So before I set out, I did get blessings, and I carry the Bhagavad Gita with me. I want to make a comment. Just as you explained the mind, how we can divert it spiritually, my experience of my last 2 months in India is how people, powerful materialists, are diverting the mind of the Indian people, and how rapidly India is going to degrade. Not right now only, but in the next 5 to 10 years. When I was in Delhi, I met Gopal Krishna Maharaj, we discussed this. In 3 days, in holy days, in Delhi, they spent 2 crore rupees in 3 days drinking alcohol. Now if you study alcohol in India, how the marketing, the economics, and how they're diverting the mind is using the mind. Exactly as you explained how you can divert the mind to spirituality, there are people sitting on the 25th floor, 18th floor, and sitting and saying how we can use advertising, cricket, women, magazines, conferences, to divert the mind of the Indian people. So I want to emphasize that we as devotees, as servants, as you said, we should study these materialists. How in the modern society, all the work Srila Prabhupada wants to do as social reformers, these people are using, and sometimes they are also devotees, so-called devotees. Some of them are my own friends. So this mind can be, as you know, can be diverted completely the opposite way. And this was my observation in the last 2 months. I'm a medical doctor and a scientist. And this is something we should really tackle, because they are diverting the mind of the people. And that will cause very rapid deterioration of family life, besides disease. Disease and death is always there, but it will affect our Krishna consciousness. Maybe we need to preach even more about the mind, as you have done. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
See, the whole modern civilization, so-called, we can't say as a civilization, it is a degradation of civilization. It started from, basically in India, in 1772, one of the viceroy was sent from England by Queen to to make a survey of whole India. That person came, he surveyed whole India from Kashmir to Kanyakumari, and he wrote one report. He said that I have not found a single beggar in this country. What he said? A single beggar in this country. There are no thieves. People are living very peacefully. And he gave very crook advice to Queen. He said, if you want to establish yourself in this country, then what you have to do? You have to break down their educational system. And what they did. He said, they have such a wonderful educational system, what they called as a Gurukul, where from the beginning of a life, the child, when he has an age of 5, he starts understanding the reactions of the dealings. From that day, that child is trained nicely on the basis of the scripture. And that's why the people are well trained. They are well trained, that's why they are satisfied in their mind. What they are doing it with a heart. And if you want to rule, break down this system. Make them understand what they are following is useless. And that's what they did. A demon named who is that? Who translated Vedic literature in English first time? Max Müller. The biggest rascal of this era. He misinterpreted the Vedas. And those times, where was the so-called intelligent Indians, most of the Brahminical class, they adopted that teachings. They got converted in that particular sect of religion and started abusing Vedas. And when a person starts abusing his own mother, then what? Crisis will be there. And same thing is going on in India. And that's why Prabhupada says, read books. If you read, then only understand what is there. And then you will try to make practical in your own life. So as Prabhuji is mentioning, that it's not that only 2 days in Delhi that 2 crore are spent for liquor. Every day, crores of rupees are just chewed and spit on the road. Any single labor in this India is eating that so-called gutka or thing, which costs 2 to 3 rupees. And crores of people every day, they are buying that, they are eating that, and they are spitting on the road. So crores of rupees are transferring into spit. Who is going to stop them? That's the degradation of age of Kali. But at least whoever has that understanding, they should follow. Because to build Rome, it took hundreds of years. It never happened in one night. Same like that, to change all this mass of people is not going to happen within a short span. It will take time. But whoever has taken this process, they should take it seriously. Prabhupada said that now the time is there for boiling the milk. Means what? Especially whoever has taken this movement, this Krishna consciousness movement, ISKCON, this person, whoever is a member of this particular society, Prabhupada said they should read his books. Try to understand what he wants from us to be in this society. What's the sole purpose of our life to be in this society? Why we are here? It's not just like any one of the club that, okay, we are going and joining some club on the Sunday to make merry and happy. No. We are also coming together on Sundays here for what? For love feast. It's not that just prasadam. It's feast to generate that eternal love in our heart. So So we have to understand the purpose behind that. And as long as we are not going to understand the purpose behind this, it's just collecting a mass of people, nothing else. As other societies, institutions, they are doing. Take that pump, put some haldi water and spread it on the people and said, now you are my disciple. And mass of people are becoming disciples. We don't want that. Especially when Prabhupada, he went to Allahabad. One of our Indian devotees, he asked Prabhupada, there are so many sadhus. Why do you need more sadhus in? There are crores of. Prabhupada said, yes. There are crores of sadhus, but I want systematic sadhus. That's what he desires from our all members of this society, not only the saffron devotees, but all who are the part of this institute. Become a systematic sadhu who can systematically present the message of Vedas, message of Bhagavatam, message of Bhagavad Gita to everyone. So that can change the heart of people. That's what Prabhupada wants from us. He don't want, like in one of the letters, I think it's to Gurudas, Prabhupada mentions, our temples are not like lodgings and boardings, where you can come, have food and... It's not meant for that. He says, my temples are institutions where you can get educated in the science of spirituality, where you can get educated how to love Lord, how to serve, and how to make others' life changed into a real life. That's what Prabhupada wants from us. And it is our responsibility. Not the person who is sitting on the Vyasasana, but person who is there, who is connected with this society. Otherwise, it's like just someone is giving some diamond in the monkey's hand, and that monkey does not know what to do. We have got such a precious diamond about spreading this movement. If me, someone else be there. It's not that because of me or because of I, something will happen. No. Be the part of that. That's why Prabhupada said that there are most of the devotees, they said, oh, I'm unqualified, I can't do this. He sings nicely, he cooks nicely, he preaches nicely, I can't do anything. Prabhupada said, don't worry, just hang around. No problem. There was one devotee, your Guru Maharaj used to say, his own name is Giriraj Maharaj, he used to give one. Previously he was a president for Manhattan Temple in US. And there was one devotee, they used to call him as a lazy preacher. And he was so lazy that once Prabhupada came to the temple and Maharaj went and he said, Maharaj, see Prabhupada, this guy is not doing anything. Just eats and sleeps. We have to do something for him, Prabhupada. He's not doing any service. Then Prabhupada just looked at him and said, oh, really? Is he taking prasadam? Prabhupada, he is punctual about that. Very punctually he comes and have prasad at time. Prabhupada said, that's good. You told me that he is not rendering any service. He is rendering service. He is taking prasadam. And after so many years, when Maharaj was here, he was not in touch with devotees there. So Maharaj took sannyas and went there to preach. Then that time, he went to that temple and he was standing behind. Mangalati was going on. And that time he asked one of his fellow devotees who was with him those days in ashram. He said, hey, where is that crazy Peter? Lazy Peter. Then he said, Maharaj, he is leading Mangalarti. What? You may be surprised. That person was Kushakrita Prabhu. Kushakrita Prabhu, who has translated more than 400 books from English, from Sanskrit to English. So whoever comes in this society is not a common man. As explained in the Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter, last word, 20th verse, Vedeshu Tapeshu Yogeshu Chaiva, Jnaneshu Yat Punya Phalam Pradishtam. Someone has done all these pious activities, that's why he came ultimately at the shelter of the Lord. So whoever's come here is not a common man or any insignificant living entity. No, definitely not. Because taking shelter of some acharya is not the job of any layman or lay living entity who is materially affected. You must be having some credential, that's why you are in this society. Then why to lose these credentials? Read Prabhupada books, take their shelter and preach. Preaching means just not that just, oh, I know so much, let me give it to others. Why Prabhupada was so famous among, I don't want to compare with him to any other of his god brothers, but specifically, once when Prabhupada was asked by someone that, why Prabhupada you made so much difference in this world? Your other god brothers also, they tried, they went to also Western countries, they also tried to preach, but Prabhupada said, only one thing I did in my life. I had a full faith in the holy name and full faith in my spiritual master. Because these two things can purify your mind, your heart. And you take shelter of these two things, no one will you beat you in this world. So the shelter of the lotus feet of spiritual master and shelter of the holy name. Krishna Shakti Vinanai Tara Pravartan. Then only you can get Lord's potency. And without Lord potency, nothing happens in this world. So it's my kind request at all of your lotus feet. Please take this moment seriously. Take the shelter of holy name. And for that, need to read Prabhupada books. If you don't read, like in Marathi we say, Vachal tar Vachal. If you read, you will be saved. If not, Naitar Budal. You will get sunken in this material world, the ocean of this material desires. So whoever want to get rid of this pangs of material sufferings, who don't want to come to this material world, then he has to take shelter of these two particular things. And we have example for that. Prabhupada did that. He led a household life. It's not that since beginning he was a sannyasi. He had that mood from the beginning, but he led a household, common household life. He showed by his example how one householder can be. He showed how one can be a vanaprastha. And ultimately he showed how one can be a sannyasi. And if you take shelter of such a wonderful person, Lord will be pleased with you. And if Lord is pleased, everything will be taken care of. So what we need? Just hang around. Be with the devotees. That will serve the purpose of our life. Hare Krishna, it's 9:15 now. Any comments, questions? No. Time is over. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki. Thank you very much.